Good morning, everybody. Welcome to WKXL, NewHampshireTalkRadio.com, and Artful Living. I am your host, Jane Cormier, and we have a thrilling episode for you today because we're going to be talking opera. Every month, we try to have one of the segments of Artful Living centered on either an opera that we'll introduce, but today is even better because today is the greatest opera duets. So we have a wide swath of operas that we're going to connect today. I'm going to talk very little. My hope is that I will just give a brief introduction. We'll have the duet play and go through our four segments like that. So we're going to actually get started with Mozart, right? Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. And our first duet, which is very famous, is from the opera Le Nozze di Figaro. And this little duet is a beautiful little tune that is sung by Susanna, who is the maid of the Countess, Countess Almaviva. And in this third act little duet, basically the Countess and Susanna have devised a plan to trick the Count because they know that he is cheating on the Countess. And so they're going to send him a letter. And this letter is going to be by supposedly some other woman to meet the Count in the garden in the evening. And so they talk about Sul'aria. We're going to send this little invitation on the breeze. So this is the duet, Act 3, Le Nozze di Figaro, Sul'aria. All right, then, there's that beautiful duet between the two sopranos in Le Nozze di Figaro by Mozart. So our second duet here is also a Mozart opera, Die Zauberflöte, the magic flute. And I particularly love this duet. I've sung it more than a few times. When I stopped singing my Queen of the Nights, there were a lot of Paminas that I enjoyed. And this is a duet between Pamina and Papageno. And, of course, we could spend a whole episode talking about Die Zauberflöte and its plot. But let's just say that Tamino is a prince who has fallen in love with the picture of Pamina. And he is out to rescue her, believing her to have been kidnapped by an evil fiend. And he and Papageno are out looking to find Pamina. Well, Papageno finds Pamina, and he introduces himself to her, and he says he's here to rescue her. And the two, Pamina and Papageno, sing this German beautiful duet by Männer, welche Liebe fühlen, men who feel the call of love. And this duet has the most beautiful words. Of course, they were written by Emanuel Schikanender from, fame. He was a famous actor and poet, or librettist, I should say, for Germany and specifically Vienna area. And he was also the first Papageno. So Schikanender is the author of these wonderful words. And Pamina begins, by Männer, welche Liebe fühlen, men who feel the call of love, do not lack a gentle heart. And Papageno agrees, to share these sweet desires is woman's first duty. Here we go, duet, Papageno and Pamina. So that was a duet from Die Zauberflöte, Pamina and Papageno. And a very wonderful little story that goes with this. This was written in 1791, right near the end of Mozart's life, near the ending of his life. And they had built a brand new theater, or are building a brand new theater called Theater an der Wien, and to house the production of The Magic Flute. And Schikanender, as we said before, was the Papageno for this opening production. And if you go to Teatro Andiavin today, you will see right at the opening, the front door of Teatro Andiavin is a sculpture of Papageno with his little bird cage to welcome you into Teatro Andiavin. Sadly, Mozart didn't live to see the production in Teatro Andiavin, but having that theater built by his production certainly lends a certain spark to going into that theater. So, all righty, we're going to take a little break here. WKXL, 1450 AM, 103.9 FM Concord, and 101.9 FM in Manchester. Stay tuned and see what great opera duets will be coming next. Welcome back, everybody. You are with Artful Living here on WKXL, NewHampshireTalkRadio.com. My name is Jane Cormier, and you have a special, special treat today because we will be sharing some opera duets with you. Famous Great Opera Duets is today's program. If you're just joining us, we'll introduce the little duets as we go along so that you understand what it is you're listening to. This next piece that we're going to do is from the famous opera Madama Butterfly by Giacomo Puccini, and it ends the Act One part of the opera. It's kind of a long segment for what we're doing today, but it's one of the most beautiful duets that we have in Verismo opera, Verismo meaning true life opera. We have Pinkerton, who is a U.S. naval officer who has stationed in Japan. He meets Chow Chow San, who is her name is Butterfly. She's 15 years old. She falls in love with Pinkerton, and she wants to marry him. He decides that he's going to marry her, even though he knows it's a fraudulent marriage for him, you know, being an American. But at the end of this act, we have the wedding ceremony, and Pinkerton and Butterfly sing this love duet and prepare to spend their very first night together as husband and wife. So this is La Bohème, excuse me, Madama Butterfly.
Come on. più. Io togliermita ti serra malvitante, sei mia.
Sì.
So that was the end of Act One of Madama Butterfly. And I have to say, this opera just brings tears to my eyes every time I hear it, especially since we know in Act Three, 3 years later, Pinkerton arrives back with his wife, Kate. And he has learned that Cha-Cha-San has had a son from this night that they just spent together, you know, that you just heard in Act One. 3 years later, he comes back for the little boy. But he's such a coward, he can't face her, and he sends his friend Sharpless and Kate to break the news to Butterfly that they have come not to see her, but to take the little boy. And Kate has agreed to bring him up. But Cha-Cha-San, who has become a Christian, an American. She considers herself an American, even though she's living in Japan with a Japanese ancestry. Says goodbye to her son. She kisses him goodbye. She goes behind a screen. She blindfolds him and places a small American flag in his hands. She goes behind the screen and she kills herself with her father's ceremonial knife. And at the very last part of the opera, Pinkerton rushes in. He decides he's going to see her. And Butterfly dies in his arms. And, you know, wow, it's a very powerful opera. A little bit more difficult for folks who aren't steeped a little bit in opera. This is not like the first opera you should see, maybe the second or third. There are other operas that are easier to get through. But certainly for the emotional power that this opera presents, Puccini really outdid himself. And let's remember that when this first played in Italy, it was a dismal failure. It was such a failure that Puccini and his sister ran from the theater as soon as it was over because they feared, you know, for the audience that was there to see it. Now it's like the fifth or sixth most performed opera in the world, and Madama Butterfly certainly has its place in operatic history. All righty, I hear the music. We are going to take a little break here, WKXL, 1450 AM, 103.9 FM Concord, and 101.9 FM in Manchester. Stay with us because we're going to have some more great opera on the other side. Hello out there. You are with Artful Living here on WKXL, NewHampshireTalkRadio.com. That's WKXL, 1450 AM, 103.9 FM Concord, and 101.9 FM in Manchester. You are with Artful Living, Jane Cormier, your host, and we have a very special segment for you today. If you're just joining us, we have been offering famous opera duets. As you know, we like to offer a little bit of opera every month, so every week I try to do something that will bring us a little closer to the art form, and then once a month we play either an opera, excerpts of an opera, but today we're going to do that for the month of March. We're going to play a little bit of excerpts which contain duets, great duets from the operatic world. This next duet is something everybody knows. It's one of the most famous opera pieces ever written by Verdi, Giuseppe Verdi, and it is from La Traviata, and it's called Libiamo. Basically, very simply, it's a song where Alfredo meets Violetta, the courtesan who he has worshipped from afar, and he's at her party, and they meet, and they speak about love and flirtation and the joys of celebration. Libiamo.
Avrà.
That is the wonderful Libiamo from La Traviata by Verdi, and it's the drinking song, really easy, right? Our next opera segment here is going to be something that maybe some folks aren't, you know, familiar with, so we're going to get set it up a little bit from the opera Norma, Vincenzo Bellini. This is an opera that takes place in Gaul under Roman occupation, and there is a love triangle between Pollione, the Roman leader of Gaul, Norma, his former companion in love, and the young Aldalgisa. Now, the background is an uprising of the Gallic people against the Roman occupiers. But here we have Norma, who is the high priestess of the temple, of the Druid temple, and she has two children by Pollione. And during, she broke her vows as the priestess to love him and to have his children. However, she's now discovered that Pollione is in love with the young Druid priestess Aldalgisa. And Norma tries to convince Pollione to give up Aldalgisa and return to her, but he refuses. In the opera, she confesses her fault to everybody, and they sentence her to death by fire. And Pollione is moved by Norma's self-sacrifice, and he joins her at the stake, jumps into the fire with her. Now, this duet is between Norma and Aldalgisa, and it is Mira o Norma, and basically it's kind of complex, but Norma wrestles with her conscience, because she's contemplating the murder of her children, knowing that all of this stuff that's about to happen is just going to be a horrible fate for everyone, including her children. But she manages to restrain that thought, and she decides to entrust her children to Aldalgisa's care. So she comes to terms with the fact that she has lost her, Pollione, and she's going to, give her children to this person. So this is Mira o Norma.
Oh,
So that was Mira Norma. And, you know, for folks that are just listening, don't forget that as the priestess, Norma would have, if she had allowed this to happen where her children would be living disgracefully without a father, it would might even in those times be better that those children were not allowed to live. So this duet was really important. It saved everybody and sacrificed Norma to tell the truth and save her children. So it was really a great dramatic moment in the opera, certainly, and important for us to understand. All right, we're going to take a little break here. WKXL, NewHampshireTalkRadio.com. Stay right there. We're coming back with more opera duets. Hello there. Welcome back to Art for Living. Jane Cormier, your host here on WKXL 1450 AM, 103.9 FM Concord, and 101.9 FM in Manchester. We're happy to have you with us. And today is Opera Day. We're doing some opera duets, famous opera duets for you to enjoy. And we've traveled the world with Mozart, Verdi, Puccini. My goodness, we've done Bellini last segment, but we're going to start with a duet from a very famous duet, right? You've heard this on TV 1,000 times, from the opera Lakmé. This piece, one of the most heard pieces of classical music ever, and we'll just set up a little bit here what's happening in the flower duet. And in this opera of Lakmé, it's a duet for soprano and mezzo. It's in the first act of the opera Lakmé, which premiered 1883. Basically, it is just a pretty song. It is a pretty song about Lakmé, who's the daughter of a Brahmin priest, and her servant Malika, as they go to gather flowers by the river. This is the flower duet.
Je ne sais que le cri de ses pieds.
So that's the very famous Flower Duet from Lakme. Everybody's probably heard that one. And we're going to end up our four segments here today on Art for Living with a duet from The Tales of Hoffmann. And this opera by Offenbach is really a difficult piece because it's three separate stories, Act 1, Act 2, Act 3, that happen, and to try to go through all of them, might be a little bit more than we can do right here. So we're just going to do the beginning of Act 3, which has the fabulous duet, very famous duet, the Barcarolle, and it's Belle Nuit, oh, Nuit d'Amour, Beautiful Night, oh, Night of Love, and we have in this story loosely, it's basically Giulietta, who's the famous person singing in the third act, and it's set in Venice, and it's she's a protagonist of Hoffmann's love. She's a Venetian courtesan, and she sings this with a character named Niklaus, who's Hoffmann's poetic muse, and he's in disguise as a faithful male companion, right? And so they sing this beautiful piece, which is basically just opening up the third act and setting the tale for Beautiful Night, Oh Night of Love. Belle Nuit from Tales of Hoffmann.
Thank you.
And that was the famous Belle Nuit or Nuit d'Amour from the Tales of Hoffmann by Offenbach. So we really enjoy offering some beautiful opera. We need as much beauty and grace in our life as we can get. And we thank you for listening to our program today. And we wish everybody a great day out there. And all good things, of course, WKXL, NewHampshireTalkRadio.com, WKXL, 1450 AM, 103.9 FM Concord, and 101.9 FM in Manchester. Jane Cormier, your host here on Artful Living, and we will catch you next time.